There's a scramble on to replace the longest-serving Republican member of the United States Senate, one day after Senator Orrin Hatch made this announcement.
When the president visited Utah last month, he said I was a fighter. I've always been a fighter. I was an amateur boxer in my youth, and I brought that fighting spirit with me to Washington. But every good fighter knows when to hang up the gloves. And for me, that time is soon approaching.
Well, polls seem to be showing that Hatch's popularity is fading in Utah, and now there's speculation about who might replace one of the president's most vocal supporters. Lisa Riley Roche covers politics for the Deseret News, and she joins us from Salt Lake City. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, in that bit of tape that we played from the senator's announcement yesterday, he mentioned the president's trip to Utah last month. And of course, President Donald Trump had encouraged Orrin Hatch to run again. I mean, why is Orrin Hatch not doing that? Why has he decided to retire?
Listen, I think this was a very, very, very tough decision for Senator Hatch. He has been in the Senate. It'll be 42 years when his term ends at the end of the year. And he is 83 years old. What might make it a little easier for him, however, is the candidate that he's clearly indicated he'd like to see succeed him. Mitt Romney, the 2012 Republican nominee, who's been calling Utah home for a while now and is very popular here, by all appearances, is going to step into the race.
But that's interesting, though, right? Because Romney has been very critical of President Trump, whereas, you know, in the past year, Orrin Hatch has been very supportive. I mean, he even called the president the greatest president he's ever had the privilege of serving under. So help us understand sort of that dichotomy there.
Sure. You got to remember, Hatch hasn't stayed in the Senate and hasn't built the influence he has because he isn't a good politician. He's very good. And he knows that here in Utah, even though we're one of the most reliably Republican states in the country, Donald Trump is just not that popular. He wasn't popular as a candidate. He came in third place in the Republican caucus vote. And in November, when it came down to a choice between the Democrat Hillary Clinton, the Republican Donald Trump, and then we also had an independent candidate, Evan McMullen, a conservative, voters went for Trump, but in small numbers. He got about 45% of the vote here. And he has just never caught on. His style, some of the crude things he has said, don't appeal to a place like Utah, where we value morality, we value decency, we value civility. So Senator Hatch realizes that. And someone like Mitt Romney, who has just been enormously popular over the years, Romney spoke for a lot of Utahns when he criticized Trump during the 2016 Republican primary race,
yeah,
calling him a fraud and a phony.
Lisa, can I just jump in here for a second? Because everything that you said about Utah voters makes a lot of sense to me. But then how does that explain Senator Hatch's fealty to President Trump? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, did that relationship, is that one of the things that dragged down Senator Hatch's popularity at home in Utah?
I think Utahns were probably more concerned about the length of time Senator Hatch had been in office. You've got to remember, long before Trump came on the scene as a candidate, Senator Hatch was challenged in 2012 by a Republican and faced his first primary since his initial election in 1976.
I see.
This is also the state where a longstanding Republican Senator Bob Bennett was ousted by Republican delegates at a state party convention in 2010, one of the first big moves by the Tea Party effort nationwide. Hatch has been seen as close to Trump, and that might disturb some Utah voters, of course. But Hatch has also used that relationship to deliver for Utah voters. And by deliver, I mean things like the reduction of the national monuments here in Utah, the Bear's Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante national monuments that the president came out at Senator Hatch's invitation to announce reductions to. And on that same trip, Senator Hatch was able to arranged for the president to meet with leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that probably offered some assurances to Utah voters that had their doubts about Trump.
But let me ask you, he's had a 40-year-long career in the Senate. Many people look at his career and remember Senator Hatch for actually a long stretch of bipartisanship. And I want to actually play a clip here from a recent Senate hearing just back in November, which we found quite telling. And this is when Senator Hatch and Democrat Sherrod Brown got into a shouting match, actually, over the proposed tax reform bill. Brown had been accusing Hatch of catering to the rich. And here's what happened.
I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we work together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in. And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together.
Now, they were referring to CHIP in that exchange. That's the Children's Health Insurance Program, which Senator Hatch also recently said there was no money for, so it's not funded right now. So, I mean, Lisa, walk us through, you know, a little bit about how people are looking upon Senator Hatch's career.
Well, that clip shows Hatch the fighter. He's the kind of guy that does what he needs to do to get done what he thinks needs to get done for the state. And sometimes that means talking tough to keep the Republicans together on an issue and get something through, as we saw with the tax package that just passed. He's been more than able to do that throughout his career.
Well, Lisa Riley Roche covers politics for the Deseret News. She's speaking to us today from Salt Lake City. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.